Greetings everyone, this is Char, and welcome to the Just Ask Char Advice Channel. If you have any questions for advice, you can email them to justaskchar@gmail.com. Today I have a letter from a young man, and I'm ready to get started. He writes, "One of my old Army buddies contacted me about a year ago by Facebook and later called me to do some catching up. On his page, it looked like everything was going well. He had pictures of his family and friends. He had a new young wife and young children. I thought, wow, I'm glad to see things are going well. The phone conversations began with calls maybe once every couple of months, but later became more frequent. Once a month became twice a month, then once a week, and recently he called twice in 1 week. We're both men, and men don't usually roll like that, so I knew something was up. Not by just the frequency of his calls to offload, but also by the subject matter. He danced around the issue, which was at the heart of his problem, and that was his wife. So finally, I came out and asked him straight up, what's the deal? The floodgates opened up. Like me, he is a divorcee and remarried to a younger woman. They have children, and in the course of their 6-year marriage, she pursued her education while he worked. Now that she has gotten her education, he is no longer good enough, and the respect that he used to get from her is no longer there. He told me that she said that he had wasted all of his time and that he should be on her level. Mind you, this woman is living in this man's home that he owned before they married. He has his own money, and she basically came to the table with nothing but her beauty. I will admit, she is a cute little thing. In fact, she is quite the knockout, even after having 2 babies by him. Anyway, he complained that he can no longer deal with her, but they have 2 young children that she herself cannot control, but he can because he is the disciplinarian of the home. She no longer cooks or cleans. She has a job and is pursuing her new career at the expense of the household. She shops constantly and went out and bought a new car without talking to him about it, and he still carries all the bills of the home and contributes to the children's college fund. He wants to leave her, but he is ultimately concerned about his children. Like me, he has a son and daughter, and he does not want his children to go to his wife. Therefore, he stays and endures for their sake. I, however, advise him differently. I told him that if a woman doesn't respect him in his home, then she can kick rocks. The respect that he once had, he might not never get back. I told him how education sometimes poisons women and they can get a false sense of independence. Then the question of the children comes up, and he tells me that they need their mother. It is true, children need both parents, but they don't need both parents in the home. I said that your son and daughter will be sabotaged by the dynamic that you are allowing to take place. Right now, they still see you as the sole authority of the home. But as they get older, you will become weaker and weaker in their eyes, and she will become the dominant one. His daughter relationships may be forever damaged by this, as she will likely take on the attitude in the relationships, and his son may be turning into a simp because his dad is setting that example. They may even reject people who look like them because they do not like what they see in the home. I feel for my friend because I was in that position in my first marriage, except I didn't have children with the woman. As my first wife became more educated, the less respect I received from her. Finally, I started having sex with other women and I did not hide it at all. Furthermore, I had sex in the house that I bought for my wife. Yep, she found the hair and items of other women all over the place. She really didn't see it coming. Then she had the nerve to try to make me jealous. I scoffed at her attempts. Risky, I know, but I had to let her know just where she was in the pecking order for me at that time. While they have children, he cannot take this option, but I told him that if he wants things to change, he needs to find some way to control the environment or just get rid of her and co-parent from separate households. Perhaps the responsibility of paying bills and the downgrade in lifestyle will sober her. He needs to make her dependent again, because trying to appeal to her better angels is like banging your head against the sharp end of the railroad spike. What are your thoughts? Thank you so much for your letter. My thoughts are, he's going to need a good friend while going through this separation and or divorce. She doesn't have any respect for him anymore. So how can you really work those things out? Let me give you an example. Because it has been going on for so long, she has gotten comfortable enough to tell him that he wasted his time, which was being a husband, a father, working to take care of the family. All the while, she was using some of that time to go to school, get certifications and or degrees for a career. I have a friend that shared a story with me that his parents were about to go through. He said his father pulled his wife over to the side and had a talk with her to let her know she's not functioning in the household as she had before she got that job. Her choice was to quit that job, or she can keep the job if she can handle the household as she once had before. And guess what happened? She chose to respect her husband, do everything back in the household as she had once before, and everything balanced out. He had no more complaints. Now, as far as with your friend, even though it wasn't mentioned in the letter, there is no intimacy between them. That in itself is difficult for any couple. Now, if he wants to try this, he can. He could try to assign bills in the home for her. But I think she would go against it because she only sees the money that she's making as hers. Remember, she bought that car. Now for the children, he can ask her to spend time with them and nurture them, but will that really happen? If she doesn't cook and clean for them now, she would only look at this as a chore. She literally would look at her children as a chore. I'm sure she doesn't spend that much time in the home anymore. It sounds as if she's living a single life while married. I feel for your friend also, because the way the laws are, it's really difficult to receive custody of your children when you're the father, even if you're the responsible one. if she does try the things that was mentioned earlier, she will only regret it. Because as she said, she's on a different level. Now, which level that is, I don't know. I only know of the human level. Again, be ready to support your friend. It will be a difficult situation for him to go through. And I wish you both the best. Thank you everyone for tuning in to Just Ask Char Advice Channel. And if you have an email for advice, please send it to justaskchar@gmail.com. Who knows? Your letter may be the next letter that I read. And until the next letter, peace.